The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm not really sure where we are, but hopefully we're here. Oh, I hear you now. It's great. Carrie, how are you?
I'm fine.
Do me a favor. Take the camera out of that computer and throw it out the window. Can you do me that favor and just get that done?
I know.
No, just get
I
it
know.
Done now if you can,
I
because
know.
This
we're
is fun now.
Issues.
That four big interviews coming your way today. We'll have Roz Shaw, of course, the one of the assistant press secretaries from the White House, from the Trump administration. That'll be awesome. We got that for you, which is great. Bottom of hour number two, it will be Eric Trump, his own self, the son of the president of the United States. I'm not even kidding. I want you to throw it out the window now. We're just not going to do it that way anymore. Because, no, I'm serious. I want you to take that laptop, go take it to Callie's office, hand it to her, and say, have a nice day. Because at this point, it's a waste of my time. But I do love you like crazy. So we've got a lot going on. We've also got Sean Duffy. He's a Republican from District 7 in the great state of Wisconsin. We'll have him on as well. And we've got the guy, Jeff Deal, who is running against Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts, which is always fun as well. So we've got all that going on. Oh, I'm dead serious. Please power the computer off, shut it off, unplug it, and hand it to the promotions department. I appreciate you. All right, so we will get to a lot here. You know, the whole horse face thing has been trending for much of the day, and people are freaking out. If you don't know what that is, if you've been at work all day, if you've been getting it done all day, if you've been doing like I've been doing, working for the people all day, you'll see horse face as you jump on Twitter, and you might wonder what that means. Well, the president of the United States has referred to Stephanie Clifford as horseface. That's the deal. Whoever's typing to me, stop typing to me. I don't want you to type to me. All right, so that's seriously, that's the bottom line. Horseface is what the president is asking us to take as Stephanie Clifford. Now, we know yesterday that the lawsuit that was brought, the defamation or whatever it was lawsuit that was brought by the adult film person who strips for a living in seedy nightclubs, and her sleazy lawyer, Michael Avenatti, they brought a lawsuit saying that he somehow defamed her by saying that it was a con job or that the story that she was telling was all wet. And in fact, not only did she lose, but in fact, the president's legal fees will be paid for by Stephanie Clifford. For those who don't know, I mean, she's more commonly known as Stormy Daniels, which is a fake stage name, so we go with Stephanie Clifford here. So he tweets out today, because the president hashtag just doesn't care, the president tweets out that she's horse face. What else did he say? That he's a third-rate lawyer or something like that?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, third-rate lawyer, horse face, getting it done. And that's still trending. I mean, it's the third trend right now. President Trump called Stormy Daniels horseface in response to the dismissal of her defamation lawsuit. Now, let me ask you something. Does he have to keep it above board when it comes to Stephanie Clifford? Again, I mean, it's not like they're the moral side or something, the Avenatti and Clifford's here. It's not like that's going on. I mean, what's actually happening is, it appears to be, he's just fighting back. I mean, isn't this the same woman who's willing to describe his junk? And again, I can't call it junk, can I? Am I allowed to call it junk or not?
No, I'd say no.
This is the same guy or the same woman who went on with, was it Anderson Cooper? And she looked like, you know, there's something going on with her eyes were so dilated. They were so huge. They later said she was on cold medication or something, which I'm not so sure that would do that to your eyeballs. This is the woman that's still dancing in CD nightclubs and she's dancing using his name and his fame to get people to go there. And Avenatti keeps on showing up on these cable news channels talking about how we might run for president or something. So, I mean, for me, I don't understand why it's a problem that he name calls her back. I mean, Avenatti's been calling him every name in the book since day one, but really if you want to peel it back further than that, the media's been calling him every name in the book since day one. Every name in the book. I mean, they've called him everything. I mean, from Cheeto to Fake Bake to Frump or Drump, whatever the hell they're calling instead of Trump. Calling him a woman abuser, a sexual assaulter. They've called this guy everything. He calls her horse face. And which, by the way, I don't think she's got a horse face. I mean, her face is reasonably attractive. I don't know about the rest of her, but I'm just saying, her face. I mean, I don't see a horse. Do you see a horse face there, Carrie?
I do not, no.
So, but I mean, is he allowed to be a child and fight back? I guess. I mean, not like he's going to stop because we say so. In fact, I do talk to Eric Trump about horse face. Carrie, do you think I said the word horse face to him?
I'm sure you did.
Do you think I said Pocahontas to him today?
Yes. I'm going to say yes on that one, too.
You're going to go with yes on that?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Excellent. So we do. We go there. We go to the economy. We go to the midterms. We go to Ted Cruz versus Beto. They're doing their big debate tonight in San Antonio. I'm not going to the debate, Carrie, because I care about the people and I'll be working. But
of
I am going to go to the
yes.
I'm going to go to the after party. I'm going to go say hello to Ted.
Oh, all right.
We're going to go hang out over there.
Yeah.
And now next Monday in Houston is when the President of the United States will make his way here to the great state
of
Texas.
We have a rally.
Mm-hmm. You've got a rally out there. I don't think they want me to go.
No, you haven't been invited yet.
Well,
huh?
I did float the idea.
Well,
warn a lot of takers.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Probably stay here, do the show for the people.
I said the president could call me horse face if it gets me in the door. It didn't seem to help.
Still nothing?
No, it didn't seem to help. Have you taken that computer down to the office and dropped it in somebody's toilet or something?
I have not.
Have I mentioned I'm done with that computer and that whole camera setup?
I don't know
if I mentioned that.
As a matter of fact.
All right.
Yes,
so we've got Raj Shah. Again, he's one of the deputy press secretaries under Sarah Sanders at the White House. Going to talk about Medicare for All. You know, Medicare for All from the left is the dumbest thing. I mean, the left has offered up some really dumb stuff. But this is $31 trillion in money that do they have hiding under their mattress? I'm not sure where they get $31 trillion. Do yourself a favor. Write down the number $31 trillion. See, how many zeros even? Is it 10? Is it 15? I don't know how many zeros that is. But when you write the number down, I think you get a better idea of exactly how much money we're talking about. So we have that for you. If you've got questions, you got to call in live, Carrie. This is how much fun it's going to be today. He's calling in live in about 4 or 5 minutes.
Excellent.
So we'll have him live.
That'll be fun.
If anybody's got a question for the White House, for the Deputy Press Secretary, let me know right now. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Like to hear from you there as well. Now, at the bottom of this hour, it's going to be Sean Duffy. He is a District 7 Republican in the great state of Wisconsin. I laugh because if I have it done by then, I'm just going to put it out there. It might not even be done by then.
Yeah,
it might
be fun show.
Might
you, be great.
Just be me talking about what we talked about. And then Sean said, and then I said, and then Sean said.
Oh, that'll be
it.
It
could be that. Eric Trump, bottom of hour two. It'll be Jeff Deal, who is the Republican running against Elizabeth Warren, who, by the way, has a pretty good shot at unseating her. In that Senate seat in Massachusetts. That'll be hour number three. So four big interviews today. And if Carrie decides to do anything, it will be a full show.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Carrie, we're about to hit a break. Have you wrapped up the power cord on that computer?
Nope,
oh, no,
not
no.
yet.
Oh, no. I demand it gets take somebody, maybe not you, but somebody needs to take that down to somebody's office. And just drop it on their desk. Mm-hmm. Can we just do that?
Okay. All right.
And I'm gonna need video. Do a Facebook Live of it. I want to see it. I want to post it on the Facebooks. And I want people to see what we do for them. Good?
I understand.
Are we on the same page?
Okay.
You're not going to do it, are you?
We are, but no, I'm not.
Come on, Carrie. That'll be great.
We'll get in trouble.
We'll post it. We'll put it on the InstaFace.
Can't do that.
All right, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. We're coming right back. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
All right, great to have you. It is the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a ton going on. We've got Eric Trump, bottom of hour number two. Make sure you stick around for that. It'll be Sean Duffy, District 7 Republican, the great state of Wisconsin, coming up at the bottom of this hour. And then hour three, it'll be Jeff Deal. He's the Republican taking on Elizabeth Warren for Senate in Massachusetts. Right now, though, we're always so happy to have Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah on with us. Raj, how are you?
Hey, Joe. I'm doing great kind of looking forward to, the coming weeks ahead and happy to talk about kind of the news of the day.
Yeah, man. Listen, it's always a pleasure to have you and have the access. Thank you for taking the time. We're getting closer. The midterms are right around the corner. And suddenly, this blue wave that I call the tidy bowl, man. It sounds like the toilet flushing when I hear blue wave. But the blue wave isn't really waving as much, and people are talking about the red dawn. Raj, do we still have enough momentum and traction from the Kavanaugh hearings where people really saw the exposing of the left and how negative and how horrible and how hateful they are? Are we going to be able to carry that until the midterms or no?
Well, let me be careful about how much politics I talk about as a government official. But I will say that people supporters of the president, I think, are energized after the last few weeks. It's not just a confirmation of Judge now Justice Kavanaugh. It has to do with, the strength in the economy. It has to do with the announcements we're seeing on healthcare. On issue after issue, the president is winning. And I think at a core level, his supporters all around the country are enthused by that.
And I agree with you. And it's not just Kavanaugh. It's actually people starting to understand that the left doesn't seem to be running on anything. And that's really an issue. I mean, when you're talking about tax cuts that you and I have talked about so often, and we talk about, you know, employers getting more money to give to employees or to hire more people, and we talk about an economy that sees our trade imbalance being balanced out, I don't know what the left really brings to the table. Do you?
I don't. I mean, that's why their attacks have grown, frankly, more shrill and, and in some cases turned violent. One of the things that the left has been talking about of late is healthcare. And I think that's an issue where if you actually look at the facts and look at the record, you see this president actually delivering. Democrats, and this began with President Obama, promised that people could keep their plans, that their premiums would go down,
right,
and that seniors could keep the care that they have known for years. None of those things turned out to be true.
Right.
They, in fact, lied to the country. And, in fact, you're seeing this president come in, and with his regulation cuts have actually, for the first time since the law was put into effect, actually cut premiums under Obamacare. This is now, cutting these regulations has allowed people in the individual insurance and group insurance markets to actually pay lower premiums for the first time. It takes President Trump to deliver on Barack Obama's promises.
Isn't that something? It is Raj Shah. He's a deputy press secretary for the White House. When we talk about medical, we know that we saved, or the president saved, those making $50,000 and less. They were 80% of those who were paying the taxes or the fines when they couldn't afford health insurance. That went away with the individual mandate going away. That saved people a ton of money. But now the left, their story is Medicare for all, Raj. I mean, help me understand how we're coming up with $32 trillion to pay for Medicare for all.
Well, Joe, your guess is as good as mine, but it sounds like it's going to come from your listeners' pocketbooks.
Yeah, right.
Look, the Democrats, and this starts from Bernie Sanders on down, but every idea that he had only a few years ago seems to be mainstream now in the Democratic Party. It is a $32 trillion proposal to take away private insurance, to make it illegal to have a private health insurance plan, and to have government bureaucrats who run the post office and many of the other failing agencies around the country have them essentially set up a national health service. We think it's dangerous for your health care. It's dangerous for private health insurance, and for seniors in particular, it's dangerous. And if you actually look at the model that has been created, a lot of people point to Medicare, but Medicare funds private insurance. It's the Department of Veterans Affairs. It's the VA, which
right.
We love our veterans, but the VA has seen wait times. It's seen poor standards of care in many instances. It's seen, what you will have if the government takes over everybody's health insurance.
And that's exactly right. I mean, we're seeing that with the VA. We're seeing that with some recipients of Medicaid, Medicare. We're seeing doctors back out because they're not getting reimbursed as much as the actual item that they're doing for a person would cost them. And that's all because of Obamacare. The last thing we want to do is overregulate it even more and tell everybody, we're going to take over your medical, period. But at the same time, they're winning ears. I think 40% of millennials think that socialism is good because all they're hearing is free stuff. Well, how do we convince them that there really isn't free stuff available? This is going to cost somebody something.
Well, I think it's going to be a debate of ideas. I think we're going to have this clash of ideas in the coming weeks and frankly, coming years. Look, the way of socialism has not worked in right. any part of the world. It didn't work in communist Russia. It's not working in certain parts of Europe. There are entire entire countries being bankrupt through bad ideas. And this is a country that, through this president's policies, has seen the lowest unemployment rate in nearly 50 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, free stuff sounds good to everyone. I mean, it's an interesting idea. But when you actually go to brass tacks and figure out who has to pay for these things and what does it actually cost, I think minds will shift.
It's Raj Shah, Deputy Press Secretary. We always love having the access, love having you on live right now. The president really is being, he's being checked in the midterm, isn't he? People are saying, well, Trump's not up, it's not until 2020. But quite frankly, if the House goes to the left or if the Senate goes to the left, God forbid, then the president can't achieve what he promised he would achieve. And all Americans who pay taxes are paying lower taxes. We're seeing more money in our paychecks. We've got more expendable cash. We're seeing consumer confidence through the roof. We're finally balancing out these trade deals. All that kind of stops if he loses the House or Senate, no?
Well, it certainly puts a damper on some of our efforts. But, you know, I do think, first of all, the president has accomplished quite a deal.
Yeah.
And second of all, the, you know, the president's ability to do things will have to, I mean, will have to work with potentially a Democratic chamber of Congress. But let's not worry about that right now. We're focused on the president's agenda moving forward and moving things along as much as we can. We still have confirmations in the judicial side. We still have a number of policy priorities we're trying to work on. And, you know, if you know, this doesn't go a certain way next month, then the president still has tremendous constitutional authority
right.
to do quite a lot around the world and to defend his achievements here so far.
Raj Shah, I've got less than 30 seconds. How many questions have you had to answer about Horseface and Pocahontas today?
I think I'm probably more equipped to answer questions about Pocahontas than Horseface.
Yeah.
Never a word I thought I'd say on a radio show.
I'm with you.
I will say this though, as somebody just who followed her political career in Massachusetts in 2012, Senator Warren's kind of revelation with the DNA test and that whole thing is just. It's really a despicable thing because I think what's being lost is, you know, her identity or this or that people are talking about. It's that she claimed a heritage to get ahead in life, right?
You're right.
As a professor.
And I have to run. Yeah. I have to leave it right there. Raj, we love you. Thank you so much for taking the time. We'll talk soon. It's Raj Shah from the administration. We're back after this with Sean Duffy. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Great radio stations across the land, JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all of that and more. Also, Newsmax TV, it's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you here. Really glad to have back District 7 Republican from the great state of Wisconsin. It's Sean Duffy. Sean, how are you?
I'm well, Joe. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on with you.
I'm living the dream, man. It's always great to have you on. I love your energy. I love our energy going into the midterm. We're very, very close to it. It looked like it was going to be a blue wave, which, again, to me, sounds like the Tidy Bowl man for some reason. Blue wave sounds stupid. But now it's starting to look like the red or the conservatives or the American traditional values people are so mad about Kavanaugh, so mad about the lies about the economy, that they might just go out and vote. How are you feeling going in here?
So if you take a step back, Joe, if you look at just rallies that President Trump does, these are not people that would come out for – you know, a John McCain presidential rally or a Mitt Romney rally. This is a whole different swath of the American population that loves Donald Trump because he's one of the first guys that are fighting for him.
Yeah.
And Trump's traveling the country, one rallying those supporters to make sure they know that he's actually on the ballot this fall, because if we lose, Democrats are going to come after him. They're going to try to impeach him and try to impeach Kavanaugh. So that is number one.
Yeah.
But number two, we didn't like in Wisconsin, and I think across the country, what Democrats were doing with Judge Kavanaugh. The fact that you have allegations that aren't substantiated and they want a conviction without any proof, people didn't like. But beyond that, Joe, what I've seen is people, especially in my part of the country, I'm northern, central, rural Wisconsin,
yeah.
They don't like the mob. They don't like the protests. They're like, you know what? You're banging down the doors of the Supreme Court. You're running after old senators, in the Capitol. Let's debate, let's argue, let's vote, but let's not chase each other down and behave so poorly. They hate that. And because the left is behaving so poorly in this swing area that we're in, I think this rural part that might have swung Democrat is now kicking back our way, which gives us a great opportunity to win, not just keep the House, but I think pick up seats in the Senate.
No, I will agree with you. And it's interesting, the president is on the ballot this midterm, because if the House does go to the left, suddenly he can't do what he wanted to do. And they're going to start impeachment processes, which they don't make any sense anyway. The Senate won't do anything with them anyway, but it's a way to sort of feed the animal that is the media. You're right, though. I mean, I hadn't heard it explained like that before. People like this didn't show up for McCain and for Romney. They're showing up. They're driving hundreds, if not thousands of miles to go and pack these arenas and have tens of thousands of people outside as well. They really are energized. Is the media just ignoring it, or is it something that... Well, I guess they probably are. It's a dumb question, but are they ignoring it, or do they hate it when they see it? So they're just not reporting it as much.
I don't think they see it, Joe. I think this is a recent phenomenon in the last several weeks, and they don't see that soft shift that is happening. And by the way, the media is stuck, in New York and in California.
Yeah.
And so the middle of America that has a huge say in how we rule in D.C., they're not part of it. And so though they want to talk about Stormy Daniels and the president's tweet, they want to talk about Russia, and they want to talk about Kavanaugh and allegations from 36 years ago.
Yeah.
They're not seeing what's going on in real America. And by the way, the policies that we've implemented, which we talk about all the time, Joe, we believe in this limited government conservatism, which is limited rules and regulations, lower taxes, strong military. It works, and our people are going back to work with better wages. Rural America loves that, and Democrats, what's the alternative? The alternative is I want to protest. I want to burn American flags. I want to punch people who disagree with me. But if you talk about how do you make my life better, they have zero ideas. And, they used to be the party of JFK who said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Remember
right.
that?
Oh, yeah.
They don't talk about that. Or JFK, who's there to lower taxes and a strong military. This Democrat Party is a bunch of left-wing radical socialists who have nothing to do with that Democrat Party of old. And that's why they're losing, blue collar Americans who put their boots in every day, go to work and build this country and make it great.
I could not agree with you more. It's Sean Duffy, District 7 Republican, the great state of Wisconsin. The midterms are coming up. I think you're right. Well, I know that you're right about the left today. The message really is let's talk about abolishing ICE. Let's open the borders. Let's give away everything that we can in trade. Let's impeach the president, impeach Justice Kavanaugh. But because we're enjoying what you have done, what the president's done when it comes to the economy, that really can lull us to sleep. Oh, look, my bank account is fine. My 401k is looking good. We can go out to eat once a week if we want. I mean, things are looking really good. Why do I have to worry about voting? And I really do think people that were starting to be lulled to sleep by that, but Kavanaugh woke them back up.
He really did. And I think an American population who goes, yeah, you're right. Things are great. I have money in my bank account. I can pay my mortgage. My kids graduated from college, not moving back into my basement.
Right.
They've got a job right now. And you can think the world is a fine place, but they don't realize the distinct political differences in the two parties. And what's happened with Kavanaugh, it's reignited the importance of voting. But I think President Trump has been great on the campaign trail. And by the way, so if you're a voter and you hate President Trump, that might have been a Republican-lean voter, and you're not going to vote for a Republican senator, Donald Trump showing up isn't going to change you.
Yeah.
Donald Trump coming to these states, he's going to be in Missouri and Arizona and Nevada. That rallies the base, a group of people that you have to turn out to support Dean Heller and our Republican candidates in these other states. They show up and we actually win. We gain seats in the Senate. And Joe, I believe in a two-party system. I know you do too. We don't want one-party rule. A Democrat and healthy Democrat party is a good thing, but not a socialist Democrat party. And if we as conservatives want to kill socialism and bring them back to a center-left Democrat party, the way you do that is you beat them. And you beat them in November.
Right.
And make them recalibrate and rethink their politics. Get rid of Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris. I mean, we could talk about down the line. They've gone so far left and they've gone so far nutty that I think you're right. If they don't recalibrate, the Democrats are done for a long time. I don't think they're smart enough to realize that, what you just said, though. It is Sean Duffy, District 7 Republican, the great state of Wisconsin. We've had some major disasters recently. I know that you've been working hard on legislation for flood insurance. What is lacking right now, and what is it that you're trying to get done?
Thanks for asking, because this is a big government program. A lot of poor people live in floodplains.
Yeah.
They need flood insurance. We want to help them out. But a lot of rich people live on the coast as well. And what we want to do is say, listen, let's allow private flood insurance companies to come into the marketplace and offer a private policy instead of the national flood insurance policy.
Right.
So we offload risk from the taxpayer and put it on the private sector, number one. And then if you're going to build in a floodplain, let's as the taxpayer stop subsidizing you. It's real simple.
Yeah.
If you want to build there, that's great. I don't think you should, but we're not going to subsidize you with flood insurance if that's where you choose to build. Now, if you're in New Orleans and you've been there for 250 years and you're poor, you know what? We're going to help you out.
Yeah.
But it's these other problems that we have in the program that, I mean, we're dumping billions of dollars into a program that's right for reform, and we have Republican and Democrat opposition of people who come to Washington, Joe, and say, I'm all opposed to subsidies. I hate subsidies, and I hate government subsidies. However, this subsidy that helps my people, I'm okay with that. At some point, we got to reform all these programs. If you can't reform flood insurance program,
right,
how in the heck are we going to reform Social Security and Medicare and all the other food stamps, all of the programs that are bankrupting this country if you can't get this small common sense reform done on flood insurance? And you see how important it is with the hurricanes that have just hit Florida and the east coast of the country. We want to make sure people can get coverage, but I don't want you and me to be on the hook all the time. We have private capital that will come in here and take some of this risk and take us off the hook. It's a good thing. I've got a reform bill. I'm fighting to get it through the Congress, and I've got some bipartisan opposition, even from conservatives, who it's a head-scratcher for me.
Well, there are a lot of lobbyists out there, too, when it comes to insurance, so that's probably why. It's Sean Duffy, District 7 Republican, the great state of Wisconsin. Let me go back to the economy, more specifically trade. The president dared tell Canada, you can't, you know, mark up our dairy products by 300%. He dared tell Mexico, you can't have a profit against us to the tune of tens of billions of dollars every year in trade. He dared tell the EU, we're not going to keep on giving you handouts as we get screwed on this end. The left went nuts. How dare you? These are our friends. Who do you think you are? And Sean, down the line, it worked. The EU stepped up. They're buying stuff now. We've got a new, what is it, the USMCA agreement between Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Everything that he said, and I know that you've wanted these plans too, has actually worked. How do you keep on going full steam ahead, knowing that the left is so vehemently lying about what it is that you're trying to do and the president's trying to do, and the left, by the left, I also mean the media, lying about what it was. Look how horribly he's treating our friends, and Canada used to be our friend, and they hate us now. But these things have all really worked, haven't they?
They've been exposed for liars, Joe. I mean, the bottom line is the left, and even Barack Obama, remember, he said, you need a magic wand to redo NAFTA.
Yeah, right.
Well, no, you just need Donald Trump, who's willing to put the screws to Canada and New Mexico to say you're treating us unfairly. I mean, and for us in dairy, we lost 73 farms that were, you know, funding one of our big butter operations in northern Wisconsin, feeding it's called Class 7 or ultra-filtered milk up into Canada. They cut us off. I mean, a number of my farms almost went out of business. President Trump called me a little over a week ago and said we could have had this NAFTA 2.0 deal done 2 months ago. But I wasn't willing to let dairy go. I stood and I fought for it. Not a perfect deal, but a better deal. And I hope your farmers are happy. And they are.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, what frustrates me about the left, Joe, is they're saying, well, Donald Trump likes tariffs. Donald Trump doesn't like tariffs.
Right.
Donald Trump is a free trader. And all Donald Trump has even said to China was, listen, stop stealing our stuff, number one. And number two, you can sell your goods into our country tariff-free. Let us sell our goods into your country tariff-free. But you're not going to put tariffs on our goods, and you can sell your products, you know, openly into our country, and you just can't just continue to steal our stuff.
Right.
And when they say no to that, Trump's like, okay, well, I'm going to put tariffs on your goods, and it's going to be really painful for the Chinese economy. What he's doing is maybe, Joe, not politically smart, because he could let this stuff go.
Yeah.
And we would just on the sidelines, and no one would really know. We just go, Donald Trump's a big winner. But what he's doing, because he loves America, is setting up trade deals that work for the long run for the American economy, not just for you and me, Joe, and your listeners, but it works for our kids and our grandkids, because we're going to have a fair playing field for decades to come because of what Donald Trump has done on trade deals like this.
Hey, I couldn't agree more. And what we've actually done was we've exposed the lies from the left. They've been lying as if we're adding tariffs and there were no tariffs the other way around. That's just not true. None of these so-called fair or free trade agreements were fair or free. And the president and you and your cohorts in the House and also in the Senate, they've exposed that. The media still tried to lie about it and tried to say that he's adding tariffs where there weren't any before. But China, even if they don't call them tariffs, have fees and penalties and all this other crap that we have to pay. Look, I went to China and adopted my daughter. And when I went there, I didn't see any American cars. And that's the truth, because we just can't afford to send them there. And the Chinese people can't afford to buy them if they're not going to fair things up. Do you think going forward, China is going to capitulate, because still we're in an argument with them, as Mexico and Canada had to, as the EU had to?
Yeah, so I think if you listen to President Trump, he'll tell you privately, and you hear him publicly say, China wants to cut a deal.
Okay.
And the president says, you're not ready to cut a deal yet.
Right.
So I do think they want to cut a deal. They, you know, when push comes to shove, I think in the end, China wants free and fair trade. And you can't blame them. They were going to steal our stuff for as long as they could.
Right.
And protect their economy for as long as we would let them. I can't blame them for that. We were dumb enough to let them do it.
Right.
When Trump says no longer, I think they're going to come to the negotiating table and try to figure out a pathway forward where we protect our intellectual property in both countries.
Yeah.
And we allow for free trade between our countries. And if we do that, we're going to be so better off as a country. And so I do think they cut a deal. It's just that Trump has forced them into it. And by the way, Joe, he has to allow them to save face.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, you know, stick their head in their face in the mud and rub it in. And if he does that, we're going to get a deal with China, too.
Right. Now, I agree with you. It's Sean Duffy, District 7 Republican, the great state of Wisconsin. Sean, thanks a million. I love your energy. I love the work that you do. Keep up the great work, my friend.
Joe, thanks for having me on, and thanks for all the great work you do, and appreciate your listeners and all the effort they have coming up to this November 6th. God bless, and have a great day.
All right, my man. You too. We're back after this in the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
Don't be an A-Dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.
All right, great to have you. Welcome. It is the Joe Pag Show. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-PAGS. Make sure you get there. Also go to joepags.com. Redesign. You'll see the live feed for hour number one and hour number three. Hour number two, of course, is on Newsmax TV. If you want to see the video, we're on great radio stations for all 3 hours and all across this country, so make sure that you tune in there as well. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. Bottom of next hour will be Eric Trump, the son of President Donald Trump. Yes, we do talk horse face. Yes, we do talk Pocahontas. Carrie, I couldn't not do that. I had to do that, right?
I think you have to. Yeah, I'm interested to see how he feels about those things.
Well, you're going to find out. You know why? Because I got him right here in the program. Got him right here. So we've got that for you, which is always nice. Also, Jeff Deal, he is running against Elizabeth Warren for her Senate seat out of the great state of Massachusetts. Interesting conversation. You know, he's got a pretty good chance. So we'll do that for you as well. That'll be in hour number three. Meantime, let me tell you about Super Beets. It is a superfood. Helps your cardiovascular health. It helps your blood flow. It helps your circulation. With slower circulation, as we get older, we start to lose our energy, start to lose our stamina, our ability to go through our day and get done what we want to get done. It's why we slow down as we get older. Well, we've got to rebuild nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, something we produce naturally. Super Beets helps you to rebuild that. Nitric oxide, that lower production is really what causes the slowdown in your circulation. The core philosophy of Human, the company that makes Super Beets, is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. And a teaspoon of Super Beets daily supports your cardiovascular health and blood pressure levels, getting you real, healthy, natural energy. 800-516-8389 or joelovesbeets.com. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets and free shipping with your first purchase. Again, Super Beets, I drink them every morning. I urge you to go and do so as well. 800-516-8389 or go online, joelovesbeets.com. Do it right now. All right, let me go to the phone lines. In the time we have remaining, it's going to be Mike in Corpus Christi. Mike, what's going on? Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Mike. You're on the air. What's happening?
Okay, thank you. Well, first off, I'm county chair for Republicans down here in Corpus.
Cool. So
busier than one arm paper hanger.
I'll bet.
And you started your show a discussion about Medicare, of the universal Medicare that the Democrats are proposing.
Right.
And you've already covered it. the fact that it's a sham. That's not what they're really offering.
$32 trillion. Yeah.
Well, and they're wanting to take away your private insurance,
right,
which we are very happy with. And we pay a little extra to have a boutique physician. That is a guy who we pay, money every quarter. And as a result, we get to see him when we need to and have more time and attention. And so instead of him having to run him through, like cattle, he gets to spend time with his patients. And we like that a lot, and that would not be available under the Democrat plan. That's just one example. The other, my father, who turned 90 this year,
oh wow,
2 years ago, had a heart, a valve installed. It wasn't open heart surgery. They do it, from down under and work
their
way up.
Right.
And 90 years old, and he was starting to really fail. And now with that heart valve, he's got a lot more energy and a happier outlook on life. And under the new plan, they'll have a board that decides whether that's acceptable or not. And
right,
and if it's like in Europe or Canada, it won't be available, period.
Well, it wouldn't be available to a 90-year-old. They actually would have cutoff dates. They would have cutoff ages.
Right. And and that has to be looked at carefully. I have a mother-in-law who's older than that, who they're not sure that she would benefit. That there's questions about that, and they're looking at it carefully. That's a grown-up decision, but it should be made by the patient and their doctor.
I hear you. Mike, I got to run. These are all great points. I really do appreciate it. He's right. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Another big hour coming your way. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Thank you.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. All of that and more. Also, Newsmax TV, The Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Yes, it is. Come on now.
Taco. I've got my tacos, my radio.
That's right.
Salsa, I'm ready to go.
Uh-huh.
No enchilada, no cheesy nacho. Taco Tuesday, the Joe Pags Show.
Lots going on. Yeah, Polo, do me a favor. Turn that to the left even more. Right, that perfect. Wow, look at that. I'm going to put her on TV. Bam.
Now me and Polo.
Looking good, Carrie. Uh-huh.
Joe
Pagliarizzo. Because he's the
My
boss.
Favorite part right here. Nailed it.
I hate this part.
Uh-huh.
I really hate it. She's full of corn,
tortillas, and beans. Let's go.
It's Taco Tuesday on the Joe Pag Show.
Uh-huh.
It's Taco Tuesday on the Joe Pag Show.
That's how we do.
I'm eating tacos with Polo. Taco Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Taco Tuesday.
That's right.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco.
Come on, Polo. Make it happen. What?
Taco.
What is so funny? What is the matter with you two?
I'm sorry. No, nothing. Nothing.
You're being seen on international television now laughing like a dork. What's up? Can you not
nothing.
Tell us, really?
No.
I better get a Facebook message or something. I better be filled
cannot.
In this one. What did you do, Polo?
I showed my appreciation.
What does that mean?
For...
Would you flip me off or something when I asked you to do it?
No. No.
I wouldn't do that.
I tell you, I do what I do for you kids, and this is the thanks I get. All right, fine. I better get filled in at some point. All right. It's a pretty good one, whatever it is, because Carrie normally doesn't burst out like that. Take her full, Newsmax. Yeah. Take her full and let the people see this.
Oh, inside.
See that?
No, do not. No.
Zoom in if you can.
Back on the split screen. Zoom in.
All right, there's a lot going on today. Bottom of this hour is going to be Eric Trump, his own self, the son of President Donald Trump, also from Trump International. And just a great conversation. We do bring up Horseface. Horseface. And we do bring up Elizabeth Warren. Pocahontas. So the president's got his nicknames for everybody. Carrie, nobody's really surprised that he did this today, right? The horse face and the Pocahontas and all that?
No, I don't think anybody would be surprised.
I mean, if he didn't do it, if he didn't do it, maybe we'd be surprised. But the fact that he did it, mm-hmm. I mean, we knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts on that? Do you think he should have done it? Does it matter to you?
Ask me a better question. Ask me if I would do it.
Well, I already know that. I already know that answer.
Well,
would you do it?
No. Having said that, the president has been on the receiving end of some of the most vile drivel I've ever heard in my life. And it turns out this is who he is. When he ran for president and was saying Little Marco and Lion Ted and all this other stuff, I mean, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we surprised? So, is this part of who he is? The answer is, of course, yes. Is that how he likes to irk the other side? The answer is, of course, yes. Would I do it? No. I mean, but I'm not a guy who, generally speaking, does that. Although I had quite a back and forth today with a piece of crap that I happen to know in my life. Can I call him a piece of crap?
Lovely.
So yeah, I mean, and it... Where I am with it, generally speaking, if you call me something, I probably will name call you back. And I think that he does that times 100. And
right.
That's...
But
It wouldn't be my MO. But I understand mm-hmm. that's who he is. Go ahead. What?
I was going to say, but as President of the United States...
That's oftentimes
the
that's...
The office that you hold,
yeah.
I mean...
I'm with you.
The name calling thing, you know... Come on.
I got you.
They go low. We go lower. We move even lower.
Well, has no problem going low. He doesn't care. He'll do the low blow.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting angle because that's the I'm not calling you the legacy media. I'm not calling you the far left or anything like that. But the legacy media tries to get him back in line by saying, well, it's the press. I'm presidential. I just wish I was talking with a former basketball player who I think is a great guy. I consider him a casual friend. I mean, I don't think he'd call me a friend, but he knows me and I know him. And we're just having a conversation. And he, after talking about the president for a bit, he said to me, I just want him to be presidential.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be honest, I I know what he meant, but I don't know what he means. And here's what I mean. President Trump is who people hold up on, or President Obama, I should say, is who people hold up on high as how to be presidential. You've heard that, right? How he carried himself,
yes.
How he greeted the world, and the people loved him, and they fawned over him, and what an amazing presence, and he's like a rock star. And this guy is like a bull in a china shop. And that, I think that President Trump would actually appreciate me saying that. He's like a bull in a china shop, and he doesn't mind. Now, I can also say, wow, as presidential as Obama was, he also sucked as a president. And I can go down a list about all the things that I disagreed with and that I think were bad for our freedoms, our liberties, our country, our standing in the world. I can go down a list of what I think he did wrong. So with a gun to my head, you ask me, do I want somebody who appears presidential and sucks at the job? Or somebody who doesn't care if he knocks over your favorite vase, which would suck. I don't like that. But he doesn't care if he knocks it over as long as he's on the way to go, you know, bring riches and more freedoms and more liberties and more tax freedom and better trade deals. I'll take the second guy. Does that make any sense?
It does. It does. I'm sure a lot of people feel that same way.
You know, and yes, he comes off as somebody who's rough around the edges and sometimes... kindergarten-like with the name-calling, but I think that he also does it for a purpose. Because what does he have trending the past 2 days? He's got Pocahontas and Horseface trending the past 2 days as he makes yet another great deal for trade, as he makes another great, or he goes and he tours the storm-ravaged areas and does for the people there what he can in his capacity. I think that he purposely sends people off of these wild goose chases, and the legacy media is dumb enough to jump on it and say, horse face, how dare you? Now, for those who don't know what we're talking about, he referred to Stephanie Clifford, Stormy Daniels, as horse face. And what did he say, her third-rate lawyer?
Yeah, I believe so.
So, you know, and I did. I asked his son. I said, Eric, we have to talk about horse face. And he just started laughing. I mean, you know, what do you say? Because you're right. The president Obama probably would never have said that. But he also lied about Benghazi. Also lied about Fast and Furious. He also gave $150 billion to Iran. I mean, we could go on and on about what I disagreed with him on. So the fact that he seemed more presidential, appeared his presence was more presidential, did that make people feel good? Yeah, hell yeah, it did. Did it make me feel good? No, because my job is to actually see what he's doing. And when you see what he's doing, you realize that I would prefer this guy, who actually made promises, he's doing it. Somebody attacks him, he attacks back. Sometimes he attacks beforehand. And I think you take the good with the bad. When you take the good with the bad with Obama, I think the bad outweighed the good as far as job performance. When it comes to Trump, the good outweighs the bad as far as job performance for me and for any taxpayer in the United States. It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. I definitely want to hear from you on that. Horse faces. Can you believe we're talking about horse faces, the biggest deal going on today?
I know. But, yeah, it's
what's happening. I'll also throw this out, and I'll talk about this more in earnest as we go forward. The Conners is airing tonight. And I'm not telling anybody to watch The Conners. That's not why I'm telling you that it's on. In fact, I'm telling you I'm not going to watch it. I DVR Roseanne, but I would never DVR The Conners. I don't think that ABC should be rewarded for its knee-jerk reaction, he said, to what Roseanne said in that tweet. Should she have tweeted that out? No. She admits that she shouldn't have tweeted that out. Absolutely admits it. But should it be called racist, and should she lose her entire job, her income, her creation, the Roseanne show? I don't think so. So I won't be watching that tonight, and I'm urging ABC, before it airs, and it's not aired yet, before it airs, you still have time. Pull the plug on that dumb idea. Don't air The Conners. Put in a half an hour or something else. Don't air that show. And just like a few days ago, ABC said, I think that we probably made a hasty decision and maybe we should have thought it through more. You still have time. Don't air this show. That's where I am on it. She created it. It was named for her. It only was gangbusters last year because it was her and the entire crew was back. You give somebody a penalty, you give her a suspension, you charge her a fine, but you don't take away her entire life that we know, the public life. Her private life is fine. Don't take away her entire public life and what she created because of one mistake. I think that's dumb. It is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Compose yourself or what, Carrie? I mean, what is going on? What is wrong with you two? It's Wacky Tabacky Tuesday on the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you.
No.
Wow.
Tuesday, Tequila Tuesday.
It's actually Buy a Truck Tuesday is what it is. It is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Bottom of this hour, so in about 12 minutes, will be Eric Trump, his own self. Make sure that you stick around for that. We talk about a lot, including the midterms coming up, the race in Texas, races from around the country as well, the so-called blue wave, the red dawn, the red tide. We got all sorts of names now. And we also talk about horse face and Pocahontas. So make sure you stick around for that bottom of the hour right here. Let me go to the phone line, say hello, and welcome to Dan's going to be in West Virginia. Hi, Dan. What's up?
Yeah.
Come on,
Dan.
How
are you?
I'm living the dream. What's happening?
Can I ask you a personal question?
Absolutely. I was hoping you would, yes.
Are you a sheep in wolf clothing?
I'm not a sheep at all. I'm pretty much a wolf. You see what you get. What you see is what you get, my friend.
Well, that means you're a conservative on the conservative side, but you lean towards the Democrats. Here's I took offense with you, Joe, when you make this statement. When you made this statement, President Trump is like a bull in a China shop.
Right, he is, yeah.
What does a bull in a China shop do, Joe?
It wrecks it. It wrecks destroys everything. Right. It destroys the politics.
Right. So what
it destroys politics as usual. Listen, I realize that you've got, I don't know, sheep's ears in your face or something. I don't know what the sheep hole thing was. Here's what's real.
I'm gonna let you speak
in a second. Let me tell you what my metaphor was about. The politics as usual, the China shop was completely unaware of Obama's presence because he made sure it stayed pristine. He would not step on political toes while he was screwing up the country, while he was making us look like idiots around the world, while he was allowing Americans to die in Benghazi and with Fast and Furious guns. This guy made race relations horrible, but the China shop was fine. He would not have messed up the political China shop even a little bit. Trump walks in and says, screw you all, watch this. And he destroyed politics as usual. The left can't take it. Even the moderates can't take it. I like what he's doing. I think him being a bull in the China shop is a good thing because he doesn't sit back on his laurels and just let the world happen, so he looks good. He doesn't care if he looks bad as long as he's doing well for the American people. Now, I'll shut up now that you understand what I meant, and I'll listen to what you have to say. Go ahead.
So why don't you say what you mean, Joe?
Well, I said that, Dan. You weren't listening very well. You let the sheep's ears get in your ears.
No, this is what I'm talking about. I heard it from my presidents. I get it every day. Oh, I didn't mean it like that. Why don't people say what they mean?
I did. I said the same thing a little while ago. You just didn't understand it, so I clarified.
Okay, Joe. Anyway, I want to give you my opinion. I'm a military man. I served 21 years in the Army.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, Joe. From the age of 17 up until, just hitting on 40.
Cool.
Anyway, I studied Germany when Germany went to war. Now, Hitler did it all by himself way early in the 20s, starting in the 20s. I think I don't know who they are. I think now what they call themselves secret society, and it's a group. And I believe the Democrats are scared the hell out of whoever they are. And the way they come across, like Nancy Pelosi and Miss Waters and all that, I'm thinking the Democrat Party, instead of being a liberal party, is scared to death of somebody. And my advice to you and every American is read the Constitution, understand the Constitution, and you'll understand what our president is doing.
All right, thanks. I appreciate you, Dan, out of West Virginia. Awesome. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Just to make sure I understood, he was asking me a personal question. Am I a wolf in sheep's clothing? I answered the best I could. And then he tried to tell me how horrible it was that I said that the president's a bull in a China shop. He didn't understand the metaphor that what I was saying was you had Obama, who was squeaky clean looking and made you feel good and was all presidential, and he sucked, and now you got a guy who doesn't care. Comes in, knocks things around, and is doing right by the American people. Why didn't you say that? Well, that's exactly what I said. I made the comparison right here. But I do love you, Dan. I appreciate you. And look out for those people over in Germany that are controlling everybody. Let me say hello and welcome to Peter, who is in Pennsylvania. Peter, what's going on? Hi.
Happy Tequila Tuesday.
It's going to be Taco Tuesday, but either way, go ahead.
Okay. I am thoroughly convinced because they really don't know what to make of him. Donald Trump could cure AIDS and the left would still hate him.
I agree.
I mean, when you consider all the misdeeds of the Obama administration, and like I said to the girl who picked up the phone, Hillary must be made of Kevlar because charges don't stick to her that would ordinarily stick to someone like you or someone like me, and it's horrible. And you were spot on your analogy as far as the China shop. And
I don't think Dan understood it, or he didn't like it, or something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the simple truth is, he is not presidential. He tells it like it is. And, you know, would a lot of people feel better if he wasn't on Twitter? That's what I like about him.
Yeah.
Because he just flat out says, this is, you know, he lets you know. And too many of these liberals dance around things, and this guy's keeping his promises. And on top of that, you know, for 8 years of Obama, my insurance up 132%, and everything else. I feel a lot better with this man in here, because I feel like we're going to get it straight. And he, do you remember I think he was at a UN, some type of UN summit. He pushed one of those leaders out of the way. Hey, America's here, baby. We are back on the international.
Yeah, he did that. I don't know if he was playing around or not. But what I really liked is when he was at breakfast that one morning, and they're like about to butter the bagel, and he looks at the guy and says, "Yeah, you've been screwing my country, and I'm done with it. We're not going to have that anymore. No, we got to change it. It's not right. You know that it's not right." I mean, the guy doesn't care about decorum, doesn't care about protocol, and you know that makes you wince a little bit. But at the same time, he's doing what's right for you and me, and for the American people. And I can't argue with him. He said, Kerry, remember that he sat down at breakfast and he said, you're helping to finance this Russian oil pipeline. Mm-hmm. You're buying oil from Russia, who is not your friend. And here we are protecting you for all this money. That's not right. Is that right? That's not right. And the legacy media tried to light him up over it. They tried to pretend like he was doing something bad, when in fact he was saying, we're protecting you. We're looking out for you. Why exactly would you go and give somebody else the benefit, when that other person or that other entity could, in fact, be the bad guy? What are you thinking? And he was right about that. So I'm not really sure I understand why anybody is confused about who this guy is. He's like that in business. He has been for 40 or 50 years. He was like that on The Apprentice. Didn't take any crap there either. Didn't really care. And on the campaign trail, he made it clear who he was and how he was going to be. And now that he's the president, you wanted him to become Obama? I didn't. I take the good with the bad. With this guy, there's more good than bad. Doing positive things for the American people. His son, Eric Trump. When we come back, it's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. We redesigned the website at joepags.com as well. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all of that and more, plus Newsmax TV, The Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you here. Always glad to have Eric Trump, yes, the son of President Donald Trump and also of Trump International. Eric, how are you?
Hey, Pags, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm living the dream. It's going great today, and we've got a big debate tonight, as you know. It's going to be Ted Cruz taking on Robert Francis O'Rourke. He's calling himself Beto for some reason. I'm not sure why, but that's going to happen in San Antonio tonight, and that race is probably not as close as the media is pretending, but we really can't take it for granted, right?
Listen, you can't take anything for granted. People have to go out and they have to vote. I mean, the amount I hear, you know, people say to me, "Well, my guy's Trump. He's not on the, you know, he's not on the ballot, so I'm not going to go out and vote." And I go, "Please, you can't think that way. You have to get out and vote. It is so critically important." I mean, Joe, as a country, we're winning. I mean, everything about our country is winning right now. Our economy is on fire. It's 4.2% GDP growth, 3.9% unemployment, the lowest unemployment in the history of our nation. We've got 3% wage growth, which is the first time wages have gone up in 16 years. You know, we have the largest military spending. We have the largest tax cuts in history. Manufacturing is coming back to our nation. 401ks are through the roof. Yeah. Small businesses are paying 15% less in taxes than they were a year ago, which has just created such a, you know, financial engine. I mean, we are doing so incredible, and that's before you start talking about, you know, prison reform, which needs to be done, and the opioid crisis that he's taking on, and Supreme Court justices, and prescription drugs. No one wants to talk about that. Everything that he's done to lower the cost of prescription drugs, you know, something that is so keen on his mind. You know, no one wants to talk about it, but it's we are winning. We're not getting ripped off by China anymore. We're not getting ripped off by Mexico anymore. You know, we're finally negotiating good trade deals. You know, the Chinese economy right now, as you probably know better than anybody, is down, you know, almost 25%.
Right.
Right. All while America has the strongest economy that's ever had. So who's winning this thing, right? And That's what he promised the American people he was going to do. He promised the American people he was going to come in. He was going to win. We were no longer going to get used and abused as a country. But people have to get out there. They have to get out and vote.
It's Eric Trump, the son of President Donald Trump. You're absolutely right, Eric. But as I watch these races, it's very, very suspect how the Democrats are running. What they're saying is, in races across the country, you've seen this, all the advertising is saying, Trump gave a tax cut to his corporate buddies. Ted Cruz gave a tax cut to his corporate friends. The top 1% got the vast majority of the tax cut. Everybody else got nothing. That's a lie. That's not true. Everybody who pays taxes got a tax cut. And corporations who employ us got a tax cut, so we're all making more money. Some people got bonuses. So how do you combat the lies when you see them flying around like that?
Honestly, they are truly some of the most dishonest people in the world. Yeah. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen the deception. I've never seen the dishonesty of politics. Again, this is in our world, right? We're business people. We're not. We don't come out of out of the political world. These people are truly the most dishonest people in the entire world. I mean, you look at the amount of small businesses in this country, right? Dozens and dozens of millions of small businesses, right? All across our nation. They're paying 15% less in taxes. You look at the regulations, right? I mean, the way he slashed regulations, it's promoting manufacturing coming back in. People are getting hired. That's why you have 3.7% unemployment. That's the reason you have the lowest Hispanic unemployment, the lowest African-American unemployment in history, the lowest female unemployment in history. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's all because of that, right? You know, negotiating trade deals where – now, Joe, you know this better than anybody. You'd have a trade deal with China where – if you sent a product to them, they would charge you 25%, 25 to 50% in tariffs.
Right.
Right. Whereas they could make the same product over there, they could send it to you, and we wouldn't charge them anything. So, I mean, who do you think is going to win that battle? I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. We overtaxed companies, we overregulated, you know, companies. As soon as that disappeared, the economy of this country went crazy. I mean, it's going through the roof. The stock market this morning, last time I looked at it, was up 400 points. I mean, we are doing so well as a nation, and we're winning, but people have to get out there. People have to vote. People have to realize the lies and deception of the other side, and they do. You know why? Because every single time they open up their 401k, you know, or every time they open up their paycheck or when they go to pay their taxes and they see that they have a lot more money in their pocket and that they have jobs and that they're not working two or three jobs and that they're getting pay increases – believe me, people read through it, and I think we're going to see that in the midterms. But again, people have to go out and vote.
Yeah, it's Eric Trump, the son of President Donald Trump, also Trump International. What's interesting about what you just said, it's all 100% true. We've got companies that can afford to give us bonuses. 3 to 4 million people got those. To give us raises, millions of more people got those. Small businesses are adding employees instead of slashing them. With Obamacare alone, they slashed employees because there was a penalty if you had over 50 employees. Your father made promises that he's sticking to, and when it comes to the trade stuff. Canada said, no way we're going to do it. Then they made a deal. Mexico said, no way we're going to do it. Then they made a deal. The EU said, no way we're going to do it. Then they made a deal. So your dad being punished and pummeled by the media over the leverage that he knew he had when it came to tariffs and stuff like that, it all worked. And then they don't give him the praise in the back end. How weird is that?
Well, how about healthcare costs? I mean, same thing, right? Obamacare. Everybody was touting Obamacare. Obamacare was the greatest disaster in the world. You were supposed to be able to keep your doctor. You're supposed to be able to keep your plan. You're supposed to save $2,500. And healthcare costs, you know, flew through the roof, and that's all coming down. You see all the new prescription drug legislation that which is drastically reducing the price of prescription drugs. You look at right to try. You look at so many of these different efforts, and you know that's right because you know the politicians had been stuck in a mindset their entire lives. They don't care about actually governing. They just want to keep themselves elected. So they're salespeople. That's not who he is. I mean, he's the one guy who's probably ever come into government who has a worse life, you know, than before.
That's actually true. Yeah.
I joke that he needed this job like a hole in the head. He had the greatest life in the world. He was the epitome of the American dream and, you know, maybe still is in so many ways. He didn't need the headache. He didn't need the aggravation, but he would open up the papers every single day and he'd see, you know, America gives $150 billion to Iran, a country that absolutely hates our guts.
Right.
You know, instead of spending it on, you know, our inner cities or our educational systems or our military, right, that had fighter jets where they were going to museums to borrow parts because they didn't have enough parts for our I mean,
it's crazy.
This is yet we're giving $150 billion to a country that would love to see us wiped off the face of the earth. I mean, and I'd see him shaking his head, Joe. I'd see him shaking his head saying, what are we doing as a nation? Are these people absolutely insane? And they were. And look how much he's accomplished in 2 years. I mean, look at what he's accomplished in a 2-year period of time. It's unbelievable.
It's Eric Trump, Trump International, also the son, of course, of the president, President Donald Trump. In watching the midterms approach, it didn't look great for Republicans. In fact, it looked like the House was going to be an easy win for the so-called blue wave, and the Senate was right on the border. Now it looks like we'll probably gain 3 or 4 senators, provided people go and vote, and the House is up for grabs again. I think that's got to be the Kavanaugh effect. It's got to be that we were remotivated, re-energized on the right and traditional American values people by watching the lengths that the left would go to. Do you think that can last another 2 or 3 weeks? Are we still okay there, or we have to keep on energizing people?
Well, listen, you always have to energize people, and people have to realize how important their vote is. You have to get out. You know, if you believe in Trump, you have to get out. You have to vote. I mean, it's just that simple. Even if he's not on the ballot, you have to get out.
This really is about him, though, isn't it, Eric? It really is.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Because if he doesn't have the Senate, if he doesn't have the House, it makes it a lot tougher to get, you know, various things through. And, you know, but Kavanaugh, I mean, look at it. You know, I mean, whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty, right? Yeah. The Democrats would like it to be the exact opposite way, only because it worked for them that specific day. They want somebody to be guilty until proven innocent. I mean, they tried to destroy somebody's family. But aside from, you know, the allegations, aside from, you know, from that side of things, I mean, look at that first day. You know, Kavanaugh got in there at 9:30 in the morning, the first day he was set to testify, you know, on Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
America was tuned into the TVs. They wanted to hear from, you know, potentially the next Supreme Court justice. He didn't get to say his first words until 3:30 in the afternoon because you had Cory Booker and Spartacus and all these people out there grandstanding. They were running for president from, you know, from the stage.
Agreed.
I mean, it was unbelievable. That's not what America is. That's not what the confirmation process is of a Supreme Court justice. You know, we deserve so much better than this than this nonsense. And, you know, it's everything that my father fights against. I mean, the swamp is deep. It's so much deeper than I ever thought it was. And, you know, they're lashing out. They're losing. They're lashing out. The Democrats don't stand for anything anymore.
Right.
Other than, you know, the elimination of plastic straws and doubling your taxes, which would put our country into a the second Great Depression.
Yeah.
But they don't have a message. They don't have any leadership, and we're winning. We're winning. America's winning.
I think that's become really evident in the past few weeks that you're right. Their platform is anything other than Trump, and it's not going to work. It's not resonating. It's Eric Trump. Eric, your dad has announced that he's going to be campaigning with Senator Cruz in Houston next Monday, which is going to be a great event. I think 10,000 people will be there, if not more, standing outside. I'm going to try to get down there, too. Let me ask you this, though. The criticism on the left, and it's been criticism for 2.5-3 years now, is that Ted and your father didn't like each other on the campaign trail. But they really, not only have they buried the hatchet, but they found out that they're really similar guys when it comes to making promises and keeping them, right?
Yeah, and listen, Ted's been a great advocate of my father in Washington, and you know, I think that relationship, I think the friendship has quite frankly really developed pretty significantly.
Yeah.
You know, when you come in, remember, my father was a big real estate guy. He didn't know any of these people. He never rubbed shoulders with these people. He never spoke to them at cocktail parties. I mean, he was an outsider. And, you know, a lot of times it takes a little while to get to know somebody, and then you realize that you're fighting for the exact same thing. And, you know, Ted's fought very, very hard for so many of the things that my father's fought for. And he's been a big help in the mission to, you know, not to sound cheesy, but make America great again, which is what he's been doing. I mean, whether it be the tax reform, whether it be Kavanaugh, whether it be, you know, 100 other things, you know, passing, you know, massive amounts of legislation, taking on so many issues that are so important. I mean, he's been a tremendous help. And I know him personally. I know Ted personally. And, you know, I know his family. I know his two beautiful little daughters.
Yeah.
You know, I know his wife. And they're good people. They're really good people. Hey, do elections get contentious? Of course they do.
Yeah.
They're good people, and we need Ted. We need Ted. We want people with spine. He has spine, and people have to get out. People have to vote. It's just it's critically important.
It's Eric Trump. Eric, and how busy you are. I've got to ask you very quickly about two quick hits, and we will not spend much time on this, but we kind of laughed before we went on today. Over the past 2 days, Elizabeth Warren has been not only not vindicated, she's been proven to be completely lying about her heritage. In fact, the Cherokee Nation has asked her to be quiet now. And then today, because your dad won this lawsuit that Stephanie Clifford and her slimy lawyer were bringing, today he called her horse face or something on Twitter. When your dad does stuff like that, do you ever cringe a little bit, or does it make you laugh? I mean, he clearly won over both Clifford and over Warren. I mean, he's the winner in those little battles that were off to the side. But when you see that going down, what do you think? Because, I mean, it's blowing up social media like crazy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm looking at social media literally as we speak. There's a picture of a duck, and it says, you know, it's obviously a parody of Elizabeth Warren, but
right.
It says 1/1024th bald eagle. 1/1024th bald eagle.
Come
it's kind
on.
Of funny. It's a funny little meme of a duck sitting there.
Right,
and, you know, I mean,
right.
that's the whole conversation today. And listen, Joe, I mean, America elected a fighter, right? I mean,
yeah.
He's not one of these guys. A lot of people would say, you know, take the win, sit back. I mean, he's a fighter. He's a counterpuncher. When somebody does something that he thinks is dishonest or unethical or, you know, not right or, you know, however you want to classify both of those individuals.
Yeah.
I mean, here Elizabeth Warren lied about her ancestry to try and get a job and to get into college.
Yeah.
I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. And, you know, we should expect so much more, and people should be called out for this. Yeah, the Cherokee Nation came out largely. But, you know, he's a counterpuncher, right?
Yeah.
And he's a fighter. Hey, is that sometimes to his detriment? Probably. But I don't know how you change somebody's DNA, right? If they're a fighter, and you want – this country was missing a fighter for a long time. We didn't have
so
a
true.
Fighter in the White House for a long, long time. And it's nice to have a fighter there again. That's why we're winning these trade wars, right? So maybe – Does it maybe step on your feet once in a while? Does it maybe trip you up once in a while? Sure, but you want that personality. You want
yeah.
the person who will swing back when they feel that they're being taken advantage of, where they're being used, where they're being and it's fundamentally ingrained in his DNA. And you know, I think it's exactly what this country needs. And I'm proud of him. I'm proud of everything that he's accomplished. And he's an awesome guy. I mean, you know him, but he's just an awesome guy. And he is doing an incredible, incredible job.
Well, he really is. You couldn't be more correct about that. Eric Trump, he's the son of the president, also Trump International. Eric, you're going to be in Texas soon. Let's hook up and let's sit down and talk. And go Ted Cruz. We're going to be pushing for him tonight after the debate. And next Monday again in Houston. We appreciate you, Eric. Thanks.
Hey, thanks so much, Joe. We'll see you soon.
Back after this
Take
on the
care,
Joe
buddy.
Pag Show. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Welcome to the program. Thanks. It is the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. We always appreciate Eric Trump stopping by. Really good guy. And, Carrie, I had to go. I had to go to Horseface. I had to go to Pocahontas.
You did? Yeah. Yeah.
You can't not, right? You can't not do that, can you?
Mm-hmm. You had to do it.
So, you know, and I like his answer. And his answer, he was honest as could be. Yeah. You're going to step on your mm-hmm. toes? Yeah. Is it, you know, does it go over the line sometimes? Yeah, you know, it's, you know. But this is who the guy is going to be. He's not going to sit back and just take it. It's in his DNA. I thought that line was great. It's in his DNA. Well, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And I also think it's in Don Jr.'s DNA. Now, I'm not so sure that Eric is the same guy that'll do the same thing, although we did have a bit of a laugh about that. But Don Jr. doesn't care. Have you seen some of his memes? He just doesn't care.
I haven't, no.
I mean, in the best possible way. He just doesn't care what people think. He's going to just put it out there. So you got to go and check that out, especially on Instagram, I think. He does a lot of them on Instagram. It is 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Let me remind you about Blink. Blink is a motion-activated security camera system. I've got it at my house, and I set it up myself. Didn't take much time at all. It actually took just a few minutes. Actually, motion-activated security cameras. Think about that. If something goes in front of it, I've had notifications on my phone from a bug, you know, going by, a bird flying by, my dog's out front, and somebody coming to the house I didn't even know was coming. Turned out it was my daughter, so everything was fine. But it's a great system that gives you peace of mind that will let you know before it's too late that somebody's trying to get your stuff or some creep is trying to case the house. Blink motion activated HD cameras are wire free. They set up in minutes. They run on batteries that can last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get 3 Blink cameras right now for way less than the other guys charge. Plus, an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/pags for details. Blinkprotect.com/pags. Blinkprotect.com/pags. Blink is an Amazon company. All right, so go and get on that. Don't know what you're waiting for. Well, I know these guys are waiting for over here. It's some phone calls. Definitely want to hear from you. I appreciate you, Michael. What's going on?
Thanks for taking my call, Joe.
You bet.
I just wanted to call and tell you were dead on with your description of President Trump, and especially about Obama. He has been the worst president this country has ever had. And the Democrats will never recognize it, and the Republicans won't speak enough about it. In my 81 years, the economy is sparkling.
Yeah.
He defended, he built up the military, which is most important. And he's the president's like a major league pitcher throwing that 100-mile-an-hour fastball, and you better be careful because if it comes at your head, you better fall down.
That's a pretty good metaphor, but, too. Yeah, he's throwing fastballs out there, isn't he?
Absolutely. And I just wanted to compliment you on your description of how you described the whole situation. Yeah, he's a little tough. He's a street guy, so he's a little tough with his language.
Yeah.
Obama had the silver tongue, and he just sucked everybody in. They were like, it's like mesmerized.
Yeah.
But they couldn't understand how damn well bad he was doing.
Yeah,
and it used to aggravate the hell out of me.
Well, hopefully we put it all out there, and hopefully we've allowed people to understand that the moves that were made under that administration for 8 years hurt us exponentially, and this president in 2 years has undone a lot of it, and we're looking a lot brighter. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Got to hit a break here. We continue on radio. We'll be back tomorrow on Newsmax TV. See you then.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show. Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Make sure you go and check it out. It's the Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Tuesday.
All aboard!
Swinging it. That's Carrie Lockie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Jim.
Bop, bop. Bada booty, bop, bop, bing, doo, doo.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Bop, bada, 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 bada.
Crazy.
Uh-huh.
Hey, but that's how it goes.
All right, glad to have you. There's a lot going on this hour. We will have Jeff Diehl on, D-I-E-H-L. He is the guy running. He's the Republican running against Elizabeth Warren, who is the Democrat in the great state of Massachusetts for that seat, a seat that Warren probably shouldn't have already, a seat that Warren will not commit to staying in for the full 6 years should she win re-election. And this guy's getting a lot of traction. We talked to him about a lot of stuff, including the whole debacle yesterday with her DNA and all that. Carrie, in retrospect, if you were Elizabeth Warren, you probably would not have put that out, right?
I would not have.
Because statistically speaking, you and I have more Native American blood than Elizabeth Warren does on average.
Yeah.
Just going to put that right out there.
That would be it. Yeah.
And she thought that she was vindicated. Come on, man.
Yeah, not
come
so much.
On, dude. All right, just to let you know, I've been pushing the website for as long as I've had it. JoePags.com, and people have been complaining. Carrie, you hear the complaints. You're like, nah, 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 nah. A lot of complaints.
Mm-hmm. A lot of complaints.
And the complaints
every
have
day.
Been, number one, it's too hard to find the live video stream. Not anymore. You go to JoePags.com. It's the first big fat thing in your face. It's right there on the website. It's big giant box now. Just press the play. There's a little arrow in the middle of Pags. Press play, and then you'll see us. And on your device, it's the top box as well. Don't do anything. Just go there, joepags.com, and click up the play, and then you're watching. So that's taken care of. People have also been like, oh, you can't see the parodies. I want the parody. We need the parody. All right. Did that too. And the parodies are right there. In fact, my Pags parody, Pocahontas, from yesterday, is the top parody on the page right now. Now, I made playlists, so once you watch or listen to a parody, you can click on the little list in the upper left-hand corner and watch and listen to other ones. Carrie, we've got favorite hits like Pocahontas. We've got Kavanaugh. Got Avenatti mm-hmm. in there, or Avenatti.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Flake, Flake, Flake. We've got Cafefe. You're the one that you insisted that we have to do.
I remember that one.
Chuck E's All Wet, the one that you guys hated. Bernie the Liar, I think, is a pretty good one. That's actually to a Johnny Cash song, Ring of Fire. Screwed on a Sunday. That's me doing Bruce Springsteen. I think it's pretty good. Got a bunch of them on there. Oh, yeah, a bunch of them.
Just to block that one out.
So you must have. Which one? Screwed on a Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, remember when Bruce Springsteen and who was it? Bryan Adams? We're not going to play in North Carolina because they dared say that transgender people can't go in this bathroom or that bathroom. Remember
okay,
that?
Right,
so Bruce
right,
Springsteen
right,
actually canceled. Canceled.
That's right.
And so I did a little something. We gave
okay,
a little something.
It's coming back to me.
So you remember the tune and everything, right?
No, it was to the tune of
Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
What did you think I did? You know I was going to make fun of him.
I don't remember.
Are you serious?
Maybe I'll have to go back and check it on your website.
Listen, it's right there at the website. Just stop by. It's joepags.com. I'll give you a little taste of it. Just a little taste. Because I don't want I want people to go to the website. Let's see if I got this here. Hold on. Here we go. It's not going to work. And there you go. And the reason why, because I think I have my website muted because I can't like hear me during the show.
Oh,
that'd be kind
of
nuts.
Oh, of course.
All right, let's try it again. Here we go. This is Screwed on a Sunday. Pags parody. You don't remember this?
Oh, now I do. You're screaming.
I killed
like
it.
Bruce.
I screaming. I nailed
this.
It.
Well,
I'll just give people a taste. They can go to the website and get some more. Here we go. Come on, bring it.
Pretended he cared about the working man.
Come on.
Little
yeah,
guy.
Now, now I remember.
Come on, man.
Men and women work hard to save to go and sing and sing on the stage that he
everybody.
Screwed them on Sunday. He did.
See what I did for you? I brought it because
yeah,
the people
okay,
wanted it brought.
Now, yeah, I remember
you
that.
You remember that, don't you?
I wonder why I blocked
what, Polo?
It out,
I hear
yeah.
you snorting and sniffling, Polo. What?
I wasn't.
Okay. I felt it then. I felt there was some sort of attitude going
maybe.
On.
Maybe. Maybe.
So stop by the website, joepags.com. Again, you can go and see the live video feed right there. You'll see Carrie's shiny, smiling face. And you also see me. Sorry. But yeah, if I've got an interview that I'm doing and you can't get to a radio, if you can get to a radio, listen on the radio station. We enjoy that. But you'll also see the video of the interview as well. In fact, we did it via video, Skype or FaceTime or whatever. So there you go. Make sure you stop by the website. We've redesigned it for you. There is no e-commerce yet. I had another guy write me. He wants the shirt. I want to buy a shirt like you were wearing on the weekend, 2 weekends ago. I'm like, okay, stop watching what I'm wearing, first of all. And secondly, we're looking at possibly doing that. We got to figure out how to do that.
I think you should. I think that'd be a big, big winner.
Well, the one that's most requested is one that has your face that says doesn't care about the people.
No, I would not. No.
But we don't use your name. I don't want to use the name. I did not use your name. What would I?
But you're putting my picture on
right,
there,
and it'll say corn.
I don't care
it'll say corn
people.
Dog.
No.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
It's gonna say corn the, dog. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, you cannot.
Yes,
no,
corn
it's
dog.
My image. No, you cannot. No.
So
not that stupid name.
You're not DVRing it. Are you DVRing it tonight? Because you said you were going to watch it.
I am. Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Come on, dude.
I want to see what they do with it.
Why can't I talk you into not giving them the ratings?
I don't think you can.
Why?
I just want to see. Do I think it's going to be successful? I don't. I don't see how they're going to try to do this, but I'm interested. And why and how they're going to do it.
They're killing her off. They're going to make her OD on opiates. They're making her OD. It's so stupid.
That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard. But
I've heard some people suggest today that they can make this a dream sequence too and still bring her back.
Well, why not? They've done it with a couple of other
shows. Let me ask you this. The simple question that I think, I don't know, we could have a bit of a discussion about it. If ABC did what I implored it to do, and pulled this the Connors crap off the air before they air it, put in some rerun of something, even if it's a Roseanne rerun, and then say, we've decided that we were too hasty, and Roseanne's going to pay something, $100,000 fine or whatever, and she's going to have to go to this training or the thing, and she's going to come back. We're going to attack this on the show as a topic, you know, sensitivity about racism and whatever
else. I think
else.
That would have worked.
Well, yeah. I mean, what do you think would get bigger ratings, that show or the one they're going to show tonight?
Oh, definitely bringing back Roseanne.
Without a doubt. I mean, look.
That would have been the bigger show.
The TV network is in this to make money from advertising. If the advertisers all say, listen, it sucked, but if you punish her appropriately, we'll still make sure that, you know, that we'll advertise. If you don't, just let her get away with this thing that many people think was racist, then we can come back and advertise with you. I mean, why not be smart? Because, look, I think that tonight is going to get a pretty good rating. I'm not going to watch it. I don't care.
Probably, yeah.
I'm not going to watch it. I'm a huge Roseanne fan. In fact, we're friends. You're friends with Roseanne, right?
No, hello? I'm not.
Carrie there?
You mean friends like on Twitter?
Friends like I've like interviewed her
friends.
And we're
I'm using
Twitter
my
friends.
Air quotes.
And that night.
I wouldn't say friends.
Let me ask you something. Could you have asked Roseanne that night if she knew that Valerie Jarrett was black? Wow. I didn't think so. Yeah, didn't think
no.
so. I'm going to say
yeah,
probably not.
Yeah. You know Roseanne and I don't.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's good or bad. But at the end of the day, Roseanne being on the Roseanne show, the show that she created, the characters that she created, makes the best sense. So figure out a way to do that.
I think so.
There were rumors when all this went down that somebody like Michelle Obama or somebody was involved somehow contacting the boss over at ABC, and that's why the knee-jerk reaction happened so quickly. Now, I don't think it's been verified that Michelle Obama was involved, but Valerie Jarrett like lives with the Obamas. Does she still live with them in the mansion?
I don't know. When this broke, that's the first I had heard of it, but I hadn't heard anything more about that, where she lives now.
You don't remember when they moved into their $8 million mansion in Washington that she moved in with them? You didn't see that?
Well, yeah, and I remember talking about that, you know, when all this came down. But
why is she living with them?
I don't know where she's
Carrie, help me understand. What is that? What is that?
I don't know what's going on.
Come on, dude.
I don't.
All right, so that's the question. I'll tell you, a couple of people holding on to talk about President Trump and Obama and everything. I'll take you still, because we talked about that a lot last hour. Bottom of the hour, it's going to be Jeff Deal. He is the Republican running against what's-her-face, Pocahontas, in Massachusetts. Can I call her that or not?
Well, sure. I mean, a lot of people have.
Okay.
President does, so I guess you can, too.
Wait, if you give me the okay, if anybody ever asks, you say, well, Carrie told me to. So we've got that for you, bottom of the hour. Make sure you stick around. But I would love to know whether you would be more apt to watch this show tonight, and hopefully you're not, or a show where they were going to actually tackle the topic and Roseanne was still on her own show. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hey, great to have you. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. All the parodies are there now. The interviews are there now. A lot of people logged on to the Facebook page, or actually to the website, Carrie. And one guy wrote me a mad email. He was angry.
Uh-oh, about?
It's 7:17 p.m. I'm on the live stream. I don't see Carrie.
Well,
was I supposed to just leave you on the whole time? I'm happy to. I'll just be the voice.
No,
and they'd look at you the whole time. They're looking at you now. Boom. Dang. Enjoy. Now, did you see the picture I posted yesterday?
Yes, and I hated it.
Why did you hate it? You were smiling. Everybody said how beautiful you looked. No, I'm dead serious. Everybody
picture.
Said you look beautiful.
Really? Well, I don't know why.
I've never, ever, seriously, for somebody who is so down to earth as you are, and you really are, and I love that about you, why are you so wrapped up when somebody takes a picture? You look great. What are you doing?
Because
why is it that, listen, let me ask you this. Why is it that the good-looking people don't get it? The good-looking people are always complaining about their stupid pictures. You know what? Enough. No more pictures of you. That's it?
Okay.
I was going to have Sam come by. I was going to have Sam come by and do a crew, photo shoot, do some new headshots in the new studio, but you're going to be this person. You know, forget it. I can't work under these conditions.
You're right. Oh, come on.
That was a great picture.
It really was not of me.
It was a very good picture. What happened was,
it was not.
I was playing an interview during the third hour yesterday. You and Polo were talking about your mischief as usual, and you were laughing on your little live feed here. So I took a picture with me in the background doing the interview, and you were smiling and having a good time.
I was.
And the only negative comments I saw in that picture, and I know that you read them all because you always do.
I didn't want to.
Only negative comment was, why aren't you smiling, Pags? So they were all giddy about Carrie, looking all great smiling, and I was too serious because I was actually doing an interview. Pardon me for doing my job.
Oh, that was very nice, but yeah, I was.
Are you seriously complaining about a picture of you smiling?
That picture. I had a weird look on my face.
Carrie, that's what you look like when you smile. Talking. Learn how to smile differently then.
No. Are you telling me I look weird when I smile?
No, you said weird. I didn't say weird. Paul, did I say weird or did she?
Oh.
Who said weird?
I think she did.
Exactly right. And you know that he's always going to defend you against
face.
Me.
I know.
So there you go. All right. So make sure you stop by Instagram and see that picture that Carrie hates. It is at Joe Talk Show on Instagram or Joe Talk Show on Facebook. And again, you can go and watch the live video feed. We've shown plenty of Carrie now. So Carrie, if you could, when you're looking at the video feed, would you actually tell me stop showing that? I don't like how I look right now. You would micromanage it, wouldn't you?
I probably would. That's why I don't look at it. No.
I just took a picture. No, stand still.
Seriously?
I'm kidding. Stop. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm posting.
It's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Let me go to line one. Appreciate your patience, Andrea. What's going on?
Hi, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
It's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you.
My pleasure. I wanted to make a comment on a couple of things, two things mainly.
Sure.
First, I just wanted to mention the fact that if Satan were alive today, well, and I believe he is, he would look something like Obama, sexy, charming, have a silver tongue, and he'd be able to lie very convincingly. That's why he's called the Prince of Lies.
Okay.
He wouldn't look like somebody that was rough. So that was my first thought.
Okay.
Second, I just wanted to really quickly contrast the reaction to Roseanne's so-called, drunken stupor racist text.
Yeah.
And the outrage she's faced versus President Obama's response to Trayvon Martin's trial. And I honestly feel like his response and his support for the wrong side, he has blood on his hands. It encouraged and propped up riots, and I would even suggest Black Lives Matter, and yet here he is heralded a hero. Roseanne Barr, we know who she is. She's loudmouth.
Yeah.
She, and when she sang the national anthem, I mean, she didn't lose her job then. That was, to me, incredibly offensive.
Well, it was. I mean, for those who don't know, sang it horribly, was getting booed, and then grabbed her crotch.
Yeah.
So, this is who Roseanne is, but you're right. You say one thing about Valerie Jarrett, who has a connection to Obama. In this day and age, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, exactly. I just feel like it's such hypocrisy, so the supposed moral outrage at a comedian saying something in private via text versus President Obama's broadcast words that were, extremely divisive.
Well, I do want to correct a couple of things. It wasn't a text. It wasn't in private. It was a tweet that she did publicly,
saw
it.
You're right.
I do want to agree with you on Obama, not only with Trayvon Martin, but also with Michael Brown, and also with Skip Witz's face, the guy from Cambridge. When there was an issue, when there was an issue in this country between police officers and or somebody like this guy Zimmerman, who was not a police officer but this community watch guy. If the person appeared to be white, Zimmerman wasn't. He was Hispanic, but they kept on calling him a white Hispanic. If the person was white and the other person was black, Obama knee-jerk reacted and every single time supported the black side. Even though Trayvon Martin went back and fought the guy, that's why he ended up dead. Even though Michael Brown walked into that convenience store and beat up the owner and stole something and was high on drugs and attacked a police officer in his cruiser, that didn't matter. They took the side of Michael Brown. In fact, they sent three people from the White House to his funeral. And when it came to Skip Gates in Cambridge, the guy was breaking into his own house, and the police officer stopped and said, hey, just prove to me that this is your house. And for some reason, the cop was racist, according to Obama and according to Skip Gates. So you're right. Every single time he had the opportunity, Obama always took the side of the black person or the minority over the majority or the white person. or the white establishment. That's what people would call the police. Because even if you're black and you're a cop, Black Lives Matter would say, you're not black, you're blue. And then they put you in a different classification. So she's right about that. I'm not going to agree that Satan would look like President Obama, although I do agree that Satan is not going to show up and have horns and flames coming out of his face. It will be somebody that we wouldn't otherwise know. But I'm not going to call him Satan. That doesn't make sense to me. I do appreciate you listening. Andrea, I appreciate you very, very much. Here's the challenge. I've got Jeff in Rhode Island. Jeff, I've got no time at all. And I'm going to give it to you, but I've got like 45 seconds before the break. Can you make it happen?
I can, Joe. Here's the thing. I'll tell you this right off the bat. Number one, Trump was the guy that nobody expected to win.
Right.
And we all expected to lose, but he came through, and he was the businessman that nobody expected because he was not a politician. He was a businessman. Two, I want to make a little shout out to my my veterans friends. I'm a Cold War veteran of the 26th Yankee Infantry Division, 126th Signal Battalion.
Nice.
And number three.
Quickly.
Very quickly. The other thing I wanted to say was that the term Pocahontas is incorrect. It's Faux-Cahontas, F-A-U-X, Cahontas, termed by our local New England guy, Howie Carr.
Nice. We love it. We love Howie. Howie's a great guy. Yeah, Pocahontas, either way, we will talk about that with Jeff Deal. He's up next. He's the Republican taking on Elizabeth Warren for her Senate seat right here next on the Joe Pags Show. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Stations across the land, JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all of that and more. Also Newsmax TV. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you along for the ride. And really glad to have this guy on. His name is Jeff Deal. He is the Republican running against Elizabeth Warren for her Senate seat out of Massachusetts. Jeff, how are you?
Great, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, really glad to have you on. Boy, she's been in the news a lot lately, huh?
A little bit, right? I mean, she's brought it on herself is all I can say.
Well, I'll say this. Listen, you know that I'm sitting in Texas, but we're heard all over the over the nation, of course, on WRKO and there in Boston. And what I know of Elizabeth Warren is that she just can't stand Trump, doesn't like tax cuts, wants more regulation. But I got to be honest with you, Jeff, I've never heard her say a word about the needs of the people of Massachusetts. I mean, that's kind of weird, isn't it?
It's a little strange. Here in Massachusetts, I don't know if you know, but the fishing industry is a pretty important thing.
Yeah.
The city of New Bedford, the richest port in the United States, the city council's asked four times via letter if she would help intervene on getting a ground fishing, the Sector 9, 40 federal fishing licenses moved to a ready buyer.
Yeah.
She has not intervened to help them at all. And Joe, you probably heard this one. She called the entire criminal justice system racist from front to back, which has earned me the endorsement of law enforcement, whether it was the Worcester Police and also the Boston Patrolmen's Union. They've never endorsed a Republican for U.S. Senate before, and they are involved in this race because Elizabeth Warren clearly does not have the backs of law enforcement, and she's called for the elimination of ICE.
Which, again, doesn't make any sense. So she's coming out. She's anti-Trump, wants to impeach Trump. She's probably running for president, not really sure why. She's anti-law enforcement. She's for open borders. I mean, I remember when she went down to the border and somebody asked her a question. It wasn't even on, like, Fox or on Newsmax. It was on a left-leaning network where they said, well, what about this case in Iowa where this poor young woman was killed by an illegal alien? She said, but what about the mothers and the babies? She just seems to be disconnected from reality, Jeff. And again, I don't live in Massachusetts,
totally.
So I'm not affected by what she does in Washington other than any time I see her face, it's to complain about a Supreme Court justice. I mean, it seems to be something where she's always on the national stage and she thinks that her message is one that will resonate well in Massachusetts. You've got a pretty good chance.
Yeah, I do. And look, I'll tell you, when she made that comment about Molly Tibbetts and the fact that it was really people at the border that were the real problem,
yeah,
and them being separated from their families, Maureen Maloney, a woman who lost her son, Matthew Denise, to an illegal immigrant who had driven him. He was dragged under the vehicle to his death about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Maureen Maloney was separated permanently from her son.
Right.
She would not meet with Elizabeth Warren would not meet with her. That's how bad Elizabeth Warren is to the constituents here in the state. A veteran from Lowell It took 113 days before she returned a call to him, and it made national news. So, yeah, she really has been more focused on the national scene, right, not at all about Massachusetts. And for me, I have a record of serving in the legislature here for 8 years. I've actually produced a $2 billion tax cut for the people of Massachusetts when we stopped the gas tax from being indexed to go up every year without a vote. With her, she's more about selling the books she's written too about herself. She's made $1.6 million in the process. And again, she seems to be more focused on the White House than the houses of people here in our state.
It is Jeff Diehl. It's G-O-E-F-F, last name D-I-E-H-L. He's the Republican running against Elizabeth Warren for U.S. Senate out of Massachusetts. I can't not talk about this because this is all anybody's talking about this week. The president calls her Pocahontas. Some people are offended by that. Some aren't. He thinks it's funny. Whatever. But the bottom line is he sort of challenged her. Take a DNA test, and if you can prove that you're an American Indian, I'll donate $1 million to somebody or something. So the Boston Globe, that you and I both know are in the tank for Elizabeth Warren, put out a story yesterday morning right, that they got wrong. They said that she is as much as 1/32nd Native American and as little as 1/1024th. Then they had to revise it and say, well, she might be 1/64th Native American. The long story short is this. Study after study shows that the average American who happens to be white in this country is more Native American than Elizabeth Warren turns out to be. Her so-called vindication wasn't. It actually made a fool out of herself. Is that, again, don't live there. Is that a big deal in Massachusetts right now? Is the media going nuts over this? Are they trying to help her out over this? Is this something that you'll talk about in the debate coming up?
Well, we hadn't talked about it during the entire campaign because, to be honest with you, what her family said and what she believes is one thing.
Right.
But the fact is she did take two minority hiring positions, one at University of Pennsylvania and one at Harvard.
Yeah.
And she was the one who actually listed herself as Native American in a national directory that basically said that she was a directory that's for lawyers so that colleges that want to hire can look
right
at that.
Yeah.
When she got to University of Pennsylvania, she insisted she be listed as Native American. But when she got to Harvard and got that job, she delisted herself from that national directory as Native American. So clearly, once she was done using that, it was not important to her anymore. And she never went to any Native American events on campus. The fact is, she's never apologized for that. The issue has been bothering people for a long time. But she's the one who ended up yesterday opening Pandora's box and talking about it again.
Well, I'm with you. This was going to go away. I mean, the president calling her Pocahontas makes it look like he's a bully, she's the victim. She can play that card. The fact that she did a DNA test and put the results out there that proves that you and I are more Native American than she is, and I'm not at all, that just doesn't make any sense. She actually gave, she like threw you a softball or threw the president a softball. Do you think that she really thought going in, because she's not stupid, do you think that she thought going in that this was going to be the victory for her over Trump and possibly that gets her on the national stage to be the nominee in 2020?
Well, there's a couple of things going there. I think she knew she had to try to put the issue aside somehow if she's going to run president in 2020. And during the Kavanaugh hearings, she was so desperate to make the national scene that she doctored a video and did a fundraising letter off of that. She also did another fundraising letter off the uncorroborated testimony of Dr. Ford. All of this basically to try to make her name out in the national headlines at a time when she's competing with Kamala Harris and, of course, Senator Spartacus.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the goal is for her, is to try to be the far left progressive nominee for 2020. And again, in Massachusetts, first of all, she's misleading us for a long time. You know, she was on Meet the Press saying that she has no intention of running for president. She said that many times. And then all of a sudden she says, I'm going to take a hard look at it. We found out with a Washington Post story just this last weekend that basically she's been expending a lot of money, $500,000 on candidates around the country, raising over $7 million for candidates. She's, of course, been to Ohio recently to stump for their candidate for governor. She was in Pennsylvania and Oklahoma a few weekends ago while I was up in Lawrence dealing with people with the gas line explosions here in our state. So she's been spending a considerable amount of time basically working on that presidential run. And now I think people in Massachusetts are fully aware she has no intention of working for them. She'll spend the next 2 years, if she's reelected, traveling around the country, delivering nothing for us.
Well, she's actually also admitted that she would not commit to living out her term. If she wins again, she said, well, I can't promise that I'll stay the senator for the next 6 years, which is something that you will promise, right?
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, Massachusetts has some issues, whether it's healthcare, the fishing industry, the opioid crisis, things I've been working on, things I know I can continue to work on, whereas she's been MIA. And I think right now it's really interesting. There's a move afoot in this state to try to get Deval Patrick to be a candidate. He's the former governor of Massachusetts. To have him become a candidate for running in 2020. So it's interesting. Even the Democrats in Massachusetts seem to be trying to crowd her out of this field, because I think it's clear at this point she really can't avoid stepping in it anytime she's on the national stage, whether it's calling law enforcement and criminal justice system racist, whether it's saying that anybody who voted for Trump is part of a stew of racists. I mean, she really just has that same negative tone that Hillary Clinton had as well.
Yeah, I agree totally. It's Jeff Deal. He's the Republican running against Elizabeth Warren for Senate in Massachusetts. You brought up Kavanaugh, and that's a pretty good place to go, because the Republicans were looking like it might be a bad November. The blue wave, whatever that is, it makes me think of the Tidy Bowl man when I hear blue wave. But anyway, the blue wave allegedly was going to give them the House back. The Senate was going to be very close, might even give them the Senate. Now it looks like they might gain three or four seats, including you, because of what just happened with Jeff Kavanaugh. Even those who are center left who live in Massachusetts did not like what the left just did in that hearing. Are you finding that to be the case? Are you feeling the impact of Kavanaugh on your candidacy or no?
Yeah, there's a lot of people in Massachusetts that feel that he was railroaded. I'm the father of two daughters, so of course I'd want them to be listened to if something happened. Yeah. But the fact is, there was no corroborated evidence with a basically an 11th hour smear attempt. Dianne Feinstein, the ranking member of the judiciary, could have had those allegations investigated in private 6 weeks earlier.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't. She chose to drop it like a bombshell to embarrass a man. And she ended up ruining two lives, the accuser and the accused, and in the process made the Senate look extremely bad. And I think that people are so sick and tired of Washington looking dysfunctional. And they know that Warren is basically the tip of that dysfunctional spear, again, because she takes such awful actions about going out there and basically saying presumption of innocence, the cornerstone of our democracy. That means nothing if you want to just make sure that Republicans don't get their nominee for the Supreme Court. That partisanship doesn't work even in Massachusetts. And I'll say this, Joe. You know, we are the state where Ted Kennedy used to hold this same seat. And even though he was the liberal lion of the Senate, he would work with Republican presidents and Republican governors to deliver for our state. People are sick and tired of Warren not delivering and then becoming a national embarrassment as well.
Well, I wonder if Massachusetts is ready for somebody who's not for overwhelming regulation, overwhelming growth of government, overwhelming taxation. Because that, to me, when I think of Elizabeth Warren, other than the Pocahontas stuff, the thing that comes to mind is she's basically a socialist. She's basically a far leftist that says, if we control everything, we're the smart people, then you people will have a better life. I don't want her to control me. Is that really what it is? It's sort of the guy who believes in independence, liberty, and freedom against the person who believes that she's the smartest person in the room.
Well, look, I'm an Eagle Scout. I always thought you'd have to leave the campground better than you found it.
Yeah.
I ran for office at the age of 40, and now I'm 50 running for the Senate. Never thought I'd be doing this, but it's something I think is a calling. It's not supposed to be a career.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, with Elizabeth Warren wanting to nationalize businesses, having government determine what your board of directors composition should be, that's one step towards Venezuela. And look at what's going on right there. She wants healthcare to be run by government. And if you like having dialysis 6 months after you need it, like England has, sure, go to that socialist healthcare. If you like having hip replacements after 5 years, go to Canada. But if you like having the United States, where we actually get procedures done in a timely manner, we shouldn't have government running our healthcare. And so, Warren cannot have government run our lives enough. In fact, she wants to tax us to the point where I think on CNBC, she said 50% would be the starting point up to, and we don't know the ceiling. I guess the host said 90% might be too much, and she agreed. But somewhere between 50% and 90%, I think she'd like to take your income, Joe.
It just doesn't make any sense. All right, it's Jeff Deal. He's the Republican running for U.S. Senate against Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts. I wish you nothing but the best. I know that you've got a debate coming up Friday night. Kick some ass in that. And let's talk again before the midterm. I really hope to see that seat turn red for the people of Massachusetts, more importantly than a numbers game for me. I just think that the people of Massachusetts are just about done with Elizabeth Warren. Jeff, we appreciate you.
Thanks, Joe. And people can go to dealforsenate.com to help out if they want to donate or just learn more about me.
It's D-I-E-H-L. And is it the number 4 or F-O-R?
F-O-R, senate.com.
All right, get there right now. Jeff, thanks a million. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Joe.
Back after this in the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
All All right, great to have you. Welcome to the program. Thanks. It was super to talk to Jeff Diehl. G-E-O-F-F-D-I-H-D-I-E-H-L. Go and vote for him. He is the Republican choice against Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts. I'm already hearing from a lot of people in Massachusetts that they love the interview. They love what he had to say. And he's going to be there. He's a really good option for you. And he's looking pretty good. But again, you can't trust any polls. Trust yourself when you go out on election day and take part in the midterms. Let me tell you about Super Beets. I take Super Beets every morning, about a teaspoonful. That's all you need. It helps your production of nitric oxide, and you want to get more nitric oxide in your body. Our bodies make it naturally, and what happens as we get older is we produce less of it naturally. So you have to get a boost, and you get that boost from Super Beets. Nitric oxide is what helps your circulation, helps your blood pressure, helps your cardiovascular system, helps your blood flow. And it's going to get you that stamina and that energy that you need to get through your day that you feel like you're lacking now. You've gotten a little bit older. So again, just a teaspoon in the morning. Get real, healthy, natural energy. Call right now. Get some. 800-516-8389. Or go to joelovesbeets.com. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets and free shipping with your first purchase. Get a hold of them right now. 800-516-8389. 1-800-516-8389. Or go to joelovesbeets.com. Again, 800-516-8389 or joelovesbeats.com. Let me go to the phone lines. In the time we have remaining, it's going to be line one. Bruce is in Massachusetts. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet.
Listen, you actually have the dream job like Donald Trump.
I do.
You are working with your daughter, and he works with his son.
Yeah.
But here's the real deal.
Okay.
Elizabeth Warren wants to win this election so she can just spend all kinds of our money on her, like, running for the presidency. Meanwhile, Diehl is going to smack her in the buttocks. Can I say that?
You can say buttocks, yes.
Hey, I can say buttocks.
Hey, Carrie, I need a ruling. Can you say buttocks?
He can't say buttocks.
She says yes to the buttocks. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you very much, darling. Well, anyways, here's the real deal. She wants to suck off us all through her candidacy, running for the candidacy.
Hold on a second. Carrie, can he say what he just said?
I'm not sure what.
I would be careful with the.
Well, she wants to spend all our money.
I think you said it better that time.
On herself.
All right, Bruce, I got you. I appreciate you. No, I think spending the money, I get. I'm not sure that he should have ordered it the other way.
I got that part. Yeah,
but he did mean sort of in a vacuum sucking in our money way. I would believe on that
right.
one. Let me go back at it. It's going to be Don in Texas. Don, what's going on? Hi. Come on, Don. Yeah, he's trying to talk to you back. He can't hear him. Sam, jump on that and see if Don can still hear. Because he sounded like he was a million miles away. He might have put the phone down. You know what they sometimes will do, Carrie, they'll put the phone down, leave it on speaker, and run away.
Yeah, don't do that.
And then they play the game, which is, can we get to the phone in time to talk to Pagsy?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It happened that time. Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't say what tribe Glenn says he belongs to, Sam. I cannot say that on the radio.
I don't think you should.
I don't think so. Carrie, I could ask you, but do you think that I can say this on the radio?
Let me see.
Right. See, the problem is, what's all that noise? What are you doing?
Sorry.
What the heck are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know that I can actually. I'll tell you after the show. So I'm going to say no.
No,
to saying that on the program. Okay, Don allegedly is ready. Don, I don't have as much time as I had. What's on your mind?
I thought about the Republicans ought to come up with a cap that would be blue in color and have MAPA on it, and the Democrats want to make America poor again.
Make America poor again. I like it. Well said. Well done. We should actually offer those on the website. If you're a normal person who's got a brain, you can buy the Joe Pag shirt, the Carrie Lockie corn dog shirt. You can buy the Polo Taco shirt. You can buy the Sam Fart shirt. You can buy all those. But if you're a Democrat and you're not as smart, you could always buy the Make America Poor Again hat.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to go over very well.
I honestly,
they
I think
would want that for free.
I think that they would want it. That's actually a very good point. But yeah, they would not want to pay for it. Well, to make America poor again, we should get that for nothing. What's going on, Paulo?
All right, so did you see this this thing that happened with T.I., the rapper?
Don't know who T.I. is. So some, Trump. I guess not, no.
Okay, so I guess he made this video where he has this woman that's, and he's sitting in an office that looks much like the Oval Office. And this woman is supposed to be, I guess, Melania Trump.
Awesome.
And so, and she's stripping for him in the
Come
video.
On.
Yeah, so he's gotten a lot of flack from it, especially from Julian Castro, of all people, defending Melania Trump.
Wow. Wow, yeah. I'm very surprised by that. All right, we got to get out of here. For Polo, for Sam, for Kerry, Joe Pags, back tomorrow, same time, same place. We'll see you later.
This is the Joe Pags Show.